Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruth E.C. This half hour is presented by City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Saturday in the park, I think it was the 4th of July. Saturday in the park, I think it was the 4th of July.
People dancing. 9:36 here at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. A happy Friday to you. A good Friday to all of you listening. I'm super excited because for the next 25 minutes or so, we get to catch up with Deja Dowdell from Play Pensacola, our amazing parks and recreational extravaganza. How are you, Deja?
I'm well, Jenna. How are you doing?
I'm really excited because, number one, it's going to be a great weekend. I know we have stuff coming up. And number two, we're going to celebrate Earth Month in the best way. So I want to kick off, first of all, before we go any further, what does Earth Month mean when it comes to our parks here?
Thank you so much for kicking off with this topic. It's very near and dear to us. I don't know if many know out there, but Pensacola is rich with so many amazing natural resources that we have here. And so it is very, very important that we take a stake in our environment, take a stake in the nature that's around us, and that includes our parks. So we here at Play Pensacola would love to kick out Earth Month with a bang and let everyone know, please, please love on your park, take care of your park, and share how much that value is there for you. If you have a favorite park that you venture out to, you know, let us know. Tag us at Play Pecola Parks on social media. That's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Let us know. Share your picture. We want to reshare that and spread the love for Earth Month. Absolutely.
Yes. And you know what? A tip here. We all go grocery shopping, right? We get those plastic bags. We try our best to use our reusable bags as much as possible, but sometimes you just forget them or whatever. So I always suggest, and I tell my kids, you're going to think I'm crazy now, but later on, when you are in your mid-30s and you have children, you're going to thank me for teaching you this tip. You keep a few in your car because you go to the park or you get lunch or they start pulling snacks from their bags. You got to put that somewhere. And if you don't see a garbage can, please don't just like drop it. I see it around town. Pick it up, throw it in that bag, keep it in your trunk or whatever, and then toss it when you get home. Or if you see something on the ground, you can use the plastic bag as like a glove, pick it up and throw it into one of the cans that our amazing city puts out for us to throw away our garbage. I will tell you, growing up in the tri-state area of New York City, New Jersey, and Connecticut, we didn't have trash cans readily available like we do here.
Yes.
We do.
Yes,
we do.
I actually
not.
Went to school in New York, and it is very different. It is very different to witness. So it's something that, you know, in hindsight, you don't really think about because, you know, when you're in a different area, you kind of naturally adapt. But that is very, very important that you mention that. Like in other cities, we don't have those same, I wouldn't necessarily say amenities, but, right. But resources where you can recycle versus adding something to the trash and that's readily available for you right there.
Yeah.
You know, and it's awesome that you encourage your children to do that, because if you learn from a very young age, it's something that becomes a habit. And just with everything that's, you know, we have so many different changes in our environment. And so we really want to do our best to practice great environmental stewardship now.
Yes.
While we can.
Yes. And one of those things is also with loving our earth is remembering to get outside, get some sunshine in one of our, 93 parks, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Look
93 parks.
We are entering into one of the most beautiful seasons, although, you know, allergies are raging. I believe mine are, I'm at the tail end of mine, so I'm giving thanks. But it's a great way to get outside, get vitamin D, you know, go visit your favorite parks. I have to tell you, I don't know if I've mentioned this to you before, but I have mentioned it on air. We live around the corner from several parks in our area, and one of them in particular, I tend to walk there often with my dog and my kids, and I see these women, they're a little bit older. They're probably in their early 60s, right? But they come out and it's like they take turns and they come out to that park, which is frequented a lot. It's very busy, and they clean up all the trash that's left behind.
Really?
Yes. And so,
do you know if they're a part of an organization or?
I'm pretty sure they're a part of something. One day I saw them all wearing matching blue t-shirts. I will tell you that much. It was overwhelming. I went for a walk the other day. It was one of those perfect evening days, and I just wanted to hit a good 3-mile walk. And I looped around the park over there, and I saw this one woman all by herself, and she had her trunk open with trash bags out there and gloves. And she was walking around the park, picking up every little piece of glass, every piece of paper. And it just totally warmed my heart, because Earth Day, yes, is a great way to raise awareness and bring it back to everybody's memory that, hey, we get to live here, and it's a part of our responsibility as human beings to take care of our earth. And it's not being a frou-frou, you know, hug a tree, you know, kiss the sidewalk thing. It's just a part of being a decent human being, because it washes down into our drains and it can mess with our entire, you know, systems.
Absolutely.
It's just gross in general if you see it. And it helps with animals not choking on things, all the things. So I just love giving those ladies in general a shout out. And one day when I don't have a million children to watch, I promise I'm going to go up to them and I'm going to find out what they're a part of. And then I promise I'll let you know.
Well, I can confidently say that if they very well may be Keep Pensacola Beautiful or Ocean Hour, we have amazing partners. And there are so many tremendous organizations that are available to Pensacola citizens, where if you want to get involved, you absolutely can. We actually operate a volunteers program. So our volunteer coordinator, Paul Pipes, does a phenomenal job with partnering and having everyone come out and bringing everyone out to Bruce Beach, Bay Bluffs, different locations throughout. And if you have a particular stake in an area that you want to volunteer and help clean up that park in particular, that opportunity is there too. If you go to our website, playpensacola.com, and if you go to our drop down on programs and events, you will see volunteer right there, and you can click that page and look up all of the great opportunities, fill out that volunteer interest form, and that will go directly to our volunteer and outdoor pursuits team, and they will be able to help you out and get you involved. And we really encourage that, especially this month.
Yes.
Just for awareness, but always.
I love that so much. And just I'm so thankful for every single person who steps up like that. I really do. Or people who just, you know, we had a man in our old neighborhood who walked around and picked up trash. Y'all are heroes. And so I'm just very thankful. I'm also excited because this weekend being Easter weekend, I know that today the offices are closed. So I want to encourage people, if you have a question in the next 15 minutes, let me and Deja know. Our number here, you can text me any question you have, 437-1620, because yes, the Parks and Recreation Department is closed today. I actually admire that and love that. We need a day of rest, an extra day once in a while. Probably all the mom stuff in those eggs, I have to say. But, you know, just let us know if you have a question today, or if you have a question about a special event, and I'll let Deja invite all of you to it. It's coming up tomorrow, correct?
Yes, that is correct. Thank you so much, Jenna, for mentioning that. We have the Play Pensacola Easter Hop Stop that is going on tomorrow at Community Maritime Park from 10 to 1 while supplies last. So we really want everyone out there who, you know, if you have a child from age 2 to 12, please bring your child out. It is a safe social distancing event. I know many of our community members are used to us hosting our egg hunt over at Roger Scott.
Right.
But, you know, due to the pandemic, you know, we're doing things with a twist. We didn't want to not have an event. And so we came up with the idea to do a great drive-through event at Community Maritime Park. where all you have to do is drive through and you will get a fun grab bag. And you also have the opportunity to get a golden egg prize basket or a Whataburger orange egg prize basket.
Oh, no way. So they're just, it's like a drive through event. They can come up straight up. Do they pull into a special area?
Yes. So if you go to our website, playpensacola.com, if you go to programs and events, once again, you can find volunteers there, but also you can find our Easter Hop Stop page. And if you go to that page, it'll outline everywhere that you need to know as far as your go-to points. So when you do enter Community Maritime Park, you're going to enter at the South DeVillers Street entrance, which is directly across from City Hall. And then you want to wrap around, and then you'll come around at that top roundabout at Museum Lane, which we're all familiar with when we go to the playground. And then so along that trail, that's where we'll be offering stop points to be able to give you a free grab bag. This is a free event.
Oh, this is great. I mean, so yes, we're all pivoting in the world today. We're all learning how to adjust when it comes to these different events. And I'm positive by next year, it's going to be completely back to the way things were, if not better. We're pushing for better, right? And so,
yes.
You know, this is a great way, especially like it is going to be a little bit chillier tomorrow, a little chilly Easter weekend. So you don't even have to get out of your car. You can put a blanket on and take your kids down with, you know, some bunny ears or whatever and go say hi and thank our Play Pensacola for everything they do to make our community better, because y'all do a lot to just up the ante when it comes to our city. We've just seen Pensacola blossom in the past since the first time I came here. Oh my goodness. 11 years ago. It's like a totally different city. It's like she's becoming herself.
Yes, isn't that? I know, when Pensacola has its own identity, and I love that. Like, she's evolving. And I mean, even with the times that we're in, you know, it broke my heart. Last year was my first year with the city, and Easter was the first kickoff event for the event season that we do. And so, unfortunately, of course, because of the pandemic, we had everything ready to go. And as soon as we were ready to release that information, of course, we got the notification that things had to shut down. So we weren't able to host. So we are very, very thankful for everyone and our phenomenal, phenomenal citizens. We love you guys. And we really just want to make sure that we put a smile on your faces and help you enjoy yourselves. It's been a tough year for everyone. So we're really looking forward to seeing you guys out.
Yes. I mean, and it's my kids say easy peasy lemon squeezy drive through.
Oh, I love that.
It's like drive through to get some goodies. What better can you do? I mean, it's just, I love it. And speaking of getting even better and watching our city thrive and adjusting to these times that, yes, we are in, we're still in the midst of them and figuring out how we're moving forward while you have vaccine rollouts and we all adjust to the way that life is moving forward after experiencing 2020 and COVID-19 and everything. We have summer fast approaching. It seems like
quickly.
I'm like, oh boy, my kids are going to be out of school soon. I've got to get all of the activities booked. I've got to get them into the camps and the things and make sure I have the babysitters, all the stuff. But you guys are doing something for our kids in our city, just to also give parents a little bit of a break when it comes financially. So why don't you just share a little bit more about that?
Of course. Thank you so much for mentioning this, because it is very important to recognize that there are so many things that we've faced. And if we here at Pensacola don't want to add to the stress, we'd like to be able to alleviate some of that. So we are offering a sale, a summer sale. It's our 3-2-1 countdown to summer sale. And pretty much for your help with helping us count down summer camp registration, we are offering you the opportunity to save up to 30% off of summer day camp pricing. That is a tremendous amount. Someone may be able to call in and let me know. I don't know if this has been done before, but we are offering up to 30% off. That is a huge amount. And that is just one 10% from merely registering by April 15th. I won't be able to talk to everyone before when we come on again in May. So please take advantage of this time frame. April 15th, which is just 14 days away, you can get 10% off merely for registering for summer camp, our day camp, now, between now and April 15th. Please don't leave that money on the table. And then if you have more than one child in the household, you get another 10% off. And if you are registering for multiple weeks, that's an additional 10% off. So that's 30% off that you can receive just by registering for the things that you may qualify for already. So please take advantage of that if you go to our website. And again, this is the third time I mentioned programs and events, that drop down menu. If you click summer camps, you'll get all of that information there. You'll see the flyer. You'll see how it's broken down. For the most part, when you're registering for summer camp, all you have to do for our summer day camps is place a $10 non-refundable deposit per week, and that will secure your space. And then that deposit is applied to your camp registration. So please, you know, if you do have multiple children, we understand that expense. You know, you don't have to worry about everything being paid in full right now. You just have to put that $10 down to secure that week of camp. Wow. And then when the week of camp comes, it needs to be paid in full by the week of camp in order to start and also have the discount applied.
That we've talked about it before, but this is an incredible opportunity. Is there a way that people can share this information through social media or on the website? They can copy and paste that link and send it out to their friends, because this is a great resource for our community.
Absolutely. We would love that. Please do help us get the word out, because we want to help as many as possible. We know that summer is approaching and it'll be here before you know it. If you download our flyer, our 3-2-1 countdown to summer promotion flyer from our website, you're able to download that PDF and you can share it on all of our across social media. If you follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, we're constantly, you know, making sure that we remind everyone, please register. And there's information there as well at Play Pensacola Parks. But if you want a quick link, go to our website, playpensacola.com. Underneath that big map that lets you know what parks and centers are open and closed, right at the bottom in our newsflash section, you can tap that and it will take you to everything that you need as well. So we're putting it in different places so that we can make sure that it's accessible and that information is there. And of course, we're always, always, always happy to answer any questions at 436-5670.
Excellent. I do want to ask, just in pertaining to all the camps, you mentioned that there's various kinds of camps as well. Remind me of the age range again for all the camps.
Yes. So I should put out a, just almost not a disclaimer, but I do want to make a distinction. This discount is only for the Play Pensacola summer day camp.
Right.
And that's our summer day camp pricing. Now that age range is from 5 through 12. And that takes place at Cobb, Fricker, Willen Heights, and Gold Point Resource Centers.
Yes. Okay. Excellent. And so when people go online, you can look that up, find, you know, if they don't have to do all of them, correct?
No. That's just, for the most part, families will select the one that's geographically closest to their place of work or their home. And that's where, you know, they'll enroll their child. Sure. However, I mean, if you wanted to go from one center for 1 week and change and alternate throughout, we welcome that too. You're not
cool.
Restricted.
That's
that opportunity is there. If say you wanted to visit all of our staff, we would more than welcome it. But yes, that's generally how it is done. And it's from camp hours are from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. So that is all day.
Excellent. That's a good chunk of time right there, especially for all those
yes.
working parents. They're doing their best, and I admire them so much. We were just talking about this morning, I don't know how single parents do it. They are heroes in my eyes. I just like want to soak in an ounce of their grace and be able to
Absolutely.
Do that. So this is an excellent resource for everyone across the board, you know, guardians, grandparents, you know, both working parents, even single parents who just need that break to get other things done as well. there's a lot, we got a lot going on in this world. And this is an excellent opportunity to take advantage of and be able to still keep your kids interactive with other children as well and keep them safe, keep them doing something that's fun, get their bodies moving. It's all across the board is beneficial to our community, to children, and to our lives. Somebody would like to know, they're asking about the Easter hop stop tomorrow. They would like to know if there is an age limit.
Yes. So we encourage our families to bring out children ages 2 to 12 to participate.
Okay. 2 to 12. All right. Yeah. Hang them out the window. I'm just kidding. But
And we also request that children be present. Yes. And since this is a limited supply, we do ask and encourage everyone to arrive early. And also understand that it's one grab bag per child. And we look forward to seeing you there. Our sponsors, Cox, this station as well.
That's right.
And Whataburger. We really appreciate them. And My Pensacola Credit Union, they have been phenomenal with helping us with this event. So we are looking forward to showcasing and highlighting all the greatness of our community and how everyone is able to come together and serve you all. So please do come out. We're looking forward to it.
Yes. There's a lot going on, and we get to catch up with Deja once a month at the beginning of the month to be able to tell all of you what's happening, how you can get involved, you know, maybe new parks eventually, or parks who are getting a facelift. I've seen a few in the past year get a good facelift and get some cleanup done around the area. And so our Parks and Recreation Department is working super hard. One of my friends personally texted me about the show, and I just said, we have literally, and I know that word is overused, but I believe it, the best Parks and Rec department in the country because of how much y'all adapt to times. Y'all want to keep the community active and informed. And on top of that, you respond to questions and requests in a proper manner and in an appropriate manner and come out. I don't know if I've ever shared this story. I don't know if I should. We have about a minute, but basically I had put in a request because we had a park near our house that was getting run down and it wasn't good. And so, you know, I sent in a couple of requests, probably more than I should, but more so like, y'all better watch this. This is pretty, it's getting gnarly. And so one day they came out and they did, they tore down that park and we're ready to build a new one. And I forget the guy's name who is like the engineer that goes out and works on all of it. I'm sorry. His name is blanking me right now, but I ran into him and I have all my kids in tow, and he said, "Hey, you look like you could be the lady that sent all those requests." Deja, I was like partly embarrassed and also proud. But yeah.
Isn't that funny when it's both? You're like, how did you know?
How did he? Maybe it's because, you know, I have that face that I'm unafraid to tell people, hey, we got to fix it. And you did. That's my point, though, is that y'all came out and you made it better. And so it's helping our city thrive. We're seeing that with the uptick in homes for sale and people purchasing homes and moving into our city from other states. And so I'm really, really thankful for you and thankful for you taking time to chat with me today. If you guys need any more information, please go online, find them on Facebook. You can find them at Play Pensacola Parks. And so, Deja,
yes,
thank you again. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Jenna. Have a great Easter weekend.